From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's defense ministry says it is implementing a daily humanitarian pause in military operations around the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. Humanitarian chief from the United Nations says what is really needed is a 48-hour ceasefire. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales tells VOA he believes the UN proposal of 48 hours is more realistic if humanitarian concerns are really paramount.
It seems to me that it must fit into some sort of response to difficulties that the Syrians and the Russians have been having around Aleppo over the last couple of days, where the siege, the blockade has been broken, and at the same time, the government-controlled area of Aleppo is in itself risking being isolated. And so I think they're probably trying somehow or other to slow down rebel advances, to give the Assad government time to get forces into position, etc.
Reuters reports some government and diplomatic sources are saying with the insurgent threat to take the battle to Syrian government's western districts increases prospects for a more protracted and bloody battle. Russia's UN envoy Vitaly Churkin says the use of Crimea's annexation, the issue there will never be revisited, he says. Russia has accused Ukraine of plotting attacks in the disputed peninsula. Churkin called the alleged plots a clear act of sabotage and terrorism. Also in the news, local news media in Nigeria reporting two new cases of polio in what would have been the country's two-year anniversary of being polio-free. Nigeria's health minister says it is a setback. This is VOA News.